been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry intuitively listens and expresses the deep questions on people's hearts and elevates the conversation, while Noemi Grace channels divine wisdom and expansive answers to your deepest questions. Each show's themes are related to self-love, self-healing, relationships, and personal struggles, offers tools that will lead to sacred stability and help you find your best solutions. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Oh, well, hello, everyone, our listeners. Hello, Noemi. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Lisa. Yes, hello, everyone. This is a show. Today's show is a show that definitely I need to hear and I need to channel and listen. I feel like it's a show for all of us.
I really do, too. I was looking forward to sharing this time with you, Noemi, because I thought, oh, I can't wait to hear what goodies Noemi herself has, as well as when you do the channeling. And just because this is where we're having quite the build up. Today's show is how to reclaim presence when overwhelm tries to shut you down. Oh, my goodness. I think this was such a big one. Noemi, interesting enough, I just remembered I could share this one. On the weekend, I was listening to a podcast, and I learned that there was a study done, and the study proved that no matter what you were doing, whether you enjoyed the task or not, because perhaps you didn't, if you were present, you actually received more fulfillment and satisfaction from it. And I thought, that's so interesting.
That's timely.
It wasn't.
Yes.
I kept that goodie for us because there are our question in our show description, because I don't need to read the whole thing, but really the big question for our listeners is, have you ever felt so overwhelmed that you wanted to shut down? Like, and the reasons how we can do this, we might respond with withdrawing from people or situations in our life, distracting yourself to distance from the things that are feeling overwhelming, ignoring things that are trying to get your attention and pretending everything's fine, or procrastinating doing things that could help resolve the situation. And Noemi, I have to tell you this. So on Friday, so today's Monday, everybody, Friday night, I was doing something for somebody and I was going to do a free trial online. But it asked you to put your credit card in, which made sense. You know, that's what that happens. Well, anyways, I got frauded and they canceled my card and I had to go fight these. And it was like Friday night. I didn't really want to do it. I went on hold. I was on hold for about 20 minutes and then the call dropped and I went, oh my gosh, I'm not dealing with this. And you know, I put it off until this morning. So I was totally not being present, but I really needed to resolve it. I really obviously need to. And it's funny how I've witnessed so many things that I have not been present in since we've written up the show description.
Yes, yes. Well, and the show description came from what was happening in my life where I felt like I was on track. I really was practicing gratitude every morning, and it was shifting things, and it was shifting my perception and appreciation of the abundance of my life, and then more was flowing in, and then all kinds of bizarre things happened, and I got $1,000 taken out of my account here, and $500 there, and that were, you know, like from, not from me, and I was just like, what? I was on track. I can't deal with this. I got into victim mode. You know, I can't deal with this. I'm going to go watch Hallmark Christmas movies. And I just didn't deal at all. I just was like, leave me alone. But it was important. I mean, that's $1,500 of my money that disappeared. Well, it didn't. Theoretically, I'm supposed to get $1,000 today, but it hasn't showed up yet. But I'm more knowing that it's going to come, trusting that it's going to come.
Yes. And that
so I just felt so overwhelmed by this, my double whammy back to back on the same day. And I just was like, wow, I think I'm doing great. And I'm really not, you know, the judgment, but it's about, am I here now? Am I present? Am I connected? Am I in gratitude? Am I in connection with myself and with the divine? And then I'm doing great. Even in the non-great situation, you know, so I was realizing that I was withdrawing and I was losing presence. I really felt like I picked this game on my phone and I was just swiping and just totally mindlessly. I was so aware of it. I was like, okay. I really don't want to be with this, do I?
Well, we do that too. And we mentioned we're protecting ourselves, but we're self-soothing as well. We're trying to soothe that, whatever that stress, that overwhelm, that thing, because we think, okay, I need to calm down. I will deal with this, but I need to prepare in a weird way. But when we lose that, as you said, that presence, because what is the benefit of being present? You know, when we're present, well, actually, I'm going to ask you, Noemi, the benefits of being present are what? Do we start seeing solutions more clearly?
And this is all in the pre-channel too. But yes, we see one, you know, in the pre-channel message, it talks about how we keep losing ourselves through the struggles of life because we withdraw, because we distract, because we try to manipulate and control things. And so we aren't willing to be present with what is as it is. And so we start to lose more and more of ourselves. And so that's a loss. That's a big loss. And that we then can't see solutions that are right there in front of our face. It's kind of like when you've lost something and it's, you know, some people say, "Where are my glasses?" And they're wearing them, you know, so it's kind of like that. So really it is being present, you know, and for me, if I don't like something, I don't want to be present. So I just, you know, but being present, it's a lesson to learn that in being present, there's so much more available to us. It's not as horribly overwhelming. It's not as.
I like that. More is available to us.
Judgment. Yes, more is available to us, and more of us is available to for the situation.
Yes,
not checked out. You know,
we're valuable. Yes, we're valuable. So when we check out, we are losing the moment. We're losing everything. And something that I was coming up with this weekend, kind of playing with a question, is what does this moment call for? And that's being present. Like, okay, so what is not the future moment? What is not the past, you know, moment, like wishing you could do something different or checking out or anything, but what does this moment call for? Does it call for my understanding, my response? Does it recall, what does it call for? Does it, like, there's a lot of things. So actually I like that. I've been using
that. Great question. What does this moment call for? What is it asking of you? What is the gift that you have to bring to this moment?
Yes, and that's where it is. You're bringing the gift.
Mm-hmm. Because we are.
I love that.
But yes. And so that's just such a great, I'm going to write this down. What does this moment call for? It's such a great lens of perception.
Yeah, it's helpful. It was very, and by the way, by asking ourselves that question, it puts you into the present moment. So if you were, got your head all over the place, like, I feel like that, like I did something silly last night. I went to set my alarm and I actually didn't turn it on. So I set it, like as in I put the timing, but I didn't set it. And I was distracted. See, I wasn't in the present moment, so I didn't do it correctly. And then that just messed up my whole thing. And then I was really upset with myself. I was like, how could I have done that? Like, how stupid, you know, I was doing that thing. And then I stopped. And I said, what does this moment call for, though? Look, I didn't set it. I slept through it. Blah, blah, blah. Here it goes. So what does this moment call for? Not the one that I messed up on or the future that I'm thinking all these things are going to happen bad for it. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that took you completely out of presence, right? Out of the present moment.
Yeah. Mm. So we do have a lovely pre-channeled message from you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm just going to grab a swig of water, and then I am happy to dive into it.
All right.
So this is where I sit with the divine prior to the show and say, here's our show description. What is it you want to say? So, in presence, you have all you need. Presence is your natural state of being. You were born fully present to both the physical and spiritual realms. Yet over time, you have all lost presence, both physically and spiritually. When you lose presence, you lose your essential state of being. Thus, you lose part of you in the process. You may not realize this at first that you have lost you, but you start to be less present and less you over time. And with many of you, you get to the point where you want to find yourself because you sense you have lost yourself. Yet all that you sense that you have lost and more is available to you every moment. But this requires a shift in perspective and a shift in choice, a shift from being less and less of you to being more of you. Yet this is not always easy, or you would already be doing it. The challenges in your lives are here to invite you to be more you, to shake you out of the complacency of partial living and partial presence, to choose to return to being who you truly are in fullness, which you have all lost. And you have all been losing presence for years, until many of you arrive at the point where you sense something is missing. And that something that you sense is missing is actually you, the full you, the truth of who you are in your full essence, alive and well, living in the present moment. This is what we call presence, fully present in the moment as the full essence of you. And in this present is so much more you than you have ever known. As your connection to the core kernel of who you are expands, you're also able to expand your connection to us, to the mysteries and the support of the universe all around you. This is possible by first reclaiming yourself. As you do, you reclaim the state of presence, which is your essential nature, alive, here, now, fully you, fully here, fully now. And in this state, nothing is too much for you to handle. Yes, life may bring you challenging times, as it does for all of you. Yet you are better prepared through being fully present and connected to all of you. As life brings you challenges and you bring all of you to those challenges, a way out or a way through that is best for you will always present itself, as will the support that is needed. Be willing to be fully you, here, now, wherever here and now take you, and whatever is going on now in your life. Be here now. Be the uniquely beautiful, brilliant essence that you all are. Make this a goal for you to be here now, no matter what. But you have been taught to hide or attack or defend when life is challenging. You each have a particular mode of escape that tries to help you, to protect you from the challenges that are making themselves present. And as the present becomes more challenging, you can learn to become more present. And you can learn to recognize the challenges as an invitation to presence, to being fully, more fully present as the essence and truth of who you are. This may seem to be too much to you. You may say to us, so you want us to be more present when challenges are present? And we would answer yes, because in being present during difficult times, you can best accommodate difficulty without losing more of you. And you can actually gain more of you. Of course, your tendency is to do the opposite for self-protection. And we understand this, but we offer you this. The best protection exists when you're fully present. Then your awareness is heightened, but so is your ability to discern between perceived threats and actual threats. And your perception of solutions is also fine-tuned, and you can see and be what you have not been able to see and be in the past. If you want to experience freedom during the challenges, remember this. True freedom comes from within. Dive deep into you and into your connection with us, and we will help you to free yourself through presence and the many gifts of perception and opportunities you can only find in presence. Train yourself to want to be present during the hard times. You have learned the opposite, to withdraw, attack, or try to manipulate. Yet all of these take you out of the present where your real power and connection lie. Learn to live life from the inside out, daily and in response to anything that feels threatening or overwhelming. And you will surprise yourself with how much more freedom you experience and how clear you become on the best path for you and your ability to do what's needed to create the best outcomes. Your lives are not always easy, yet presence is always available to you. And in presence, you have all you need to transform your experience of every situation. And we are always here to help you. In great love, we are complete. Namaste. Mm-hmm.
Such beautiful words always. Thank you. I'm going to squeeze this question in before commercial because, you know, we often think we can tell if somebody else is being present, and what we might say to somebody is, well, you're not listening, or you're not even with me, or you're not here, or, but sometimes we can do cover-ups, and we can repeat what we've heard, or we're on autopilot, but that doesn't mean we are present. How could we do a check-in to see if we're connected and present?
You know,
maybe that's a channeled. I don't know. Is it Noemi question?
Yeah, that would be a good question to channel, yeah. Because it is as you develop, as you practice presence, as you choose to become more present, maybe not fully present, but more present, you could feel it that when you're here and when you're not so here. And it was interesting in the reading today, I could feel that there was more presence. I could be more present with the reading than I was. And I was like, oh, but I want to. And I, by the end of it, I felt, of course, the words were transformative, but I felt more present with the words than I did at the beginning. As I was reading it, I realized, oh, I'm not fully present. I'm almost fully present. There's more. And it wasn't a judgment like, oh, you're only mostly fully present. No, it was like, there's more. There's more presence. There's more available to me in receiving these words and sharing them. And that understanding helped me to go deeper. So knowing that there's always more, right? So am I present? Am I not? Yes. Oh, there's more presence available. So ask for that.
Just go deeper.
That. Okay. Yeah, go deeper. What would it be? What would be different if you were deeper? What would be different in you? What would be different in your experience, but also in the choices you're making and how you're perceiving things.
Oh my gosh. So I needed to hear that. So when we come back from commercial, we are going right back there, by the way, to expand on a few things and then have Noemi channel some valuable questions and channel to get some answers, some questions we have.
Thank you, Lisa. Come back. It's going to be beautiful.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back, everyone, to Access to Angels and Grace. We have Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry. And I am just, I think I'm getting excited about being more present because I'm loving this. There's more available to you. Now, you said something there, Noemi, that really captured my little attention was you said there's more available for receiving. And that's so interesting. A lot of the times we are so, we're out of the moment. We're not present because we're trying to get, maybe like we have lack. Maybe we want more money, more love, more whatever. But because it's we're present to the trying to get it or the capturing of it, I want to say that we are not, we actually can't, cannot receive as much as we could even because we're not available.
Our focus is on obtaining, you know, on getting. And so we have an object of attention that is the thing we want to get, the thing we want to gain. And our attention is not in the here and now. It's in pursuing whatever it is. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't pursue what
of course,
is worthy, but it's, you know, our attention is at best divided, right? And and perhaps even mostly not here. So.
Yes. And what would be interesting to think about is, let's say there's something that we are wanting, the focus of our attention. And like you said, you know, we want to go after these things. That's great. However, what if we were to take 3 minutes, you know, 5 minutes, and just be present with that situation, to feel into it, to connect, to go deeper. And I guess that's where I wanted to go with maybe the channeling, because I love that you said it's the choices you're making and the experiences you're having. Would that be something that, what if we're taking that moment to be present, to go deeper, is it, and we're saying, what does this moment call for? Is it about opening up to choices that we're making or experience that we're having, or is it just to simply say, hey, what have you got for me? The receiving.
Hey, what have you got for me moment?
Yes.
Call for? Right, wait a second. You're supposed to be giving me.
Right.
Give me.
So how would we do that, I guess, is to, yeah, how do we set ourselves up to practice presence?
Yeah. For me, for sure, the first thing is the awareness. The awareness that I remember I did this woman's weekend when I was 38 years old. And I was, and it was the average age of the woman there was 38. So I was average. Wow. And and I always felt like I was younger than everybody, or now I'm older than everybody, you know. And so, and there it was. And I'm sitting there in this weekend, this woman's weekend that's being led by a man. So it was kind of an interesting thing. And then I'm in this weekend, and all of a sudden I had this realization that I've been sleepwalking through life. Like, I had a really good job. I was making extra good money and this and that and a lot of things. And I was sleepwalking. I was not here. I was mostly not here. You know, when you're sleepwalking, you're somehow managing to move throughout the environment, but you're not fully present for sure. And so in that realization that it's like, oh, I'm not here now. Huh. I've never really been fully here, or I have been, but it's been so sporadic and for such short time. So first thing is recognizing, okay, there's more. How I'm living is not present. Okay, I'd like to know what that means. And starting to become, just as I was in the beginning of the reading, aware. When you can be aware that there's, I could be more present than I am now, that is a big plus.
Just being willing.
Shift. Yes. Oh, and then there's the willing. Absolutely. So when that $1,500 taken out of my account on that one day, leaving me with not a whole lot of money, I was not willing to be present. I was just like, no.
So, yes.
You know.
Denial. So, not denial. Removal.
Really, it was a choice. I said, I am choosing to be not present with this. There's a gift. And for me, one of the things that I've sort of a mantra or not necessarily a mantra, but a way that I look at things is that there's a gift in every challenge. And there's a story behind that maybe I'll share another day. But there is a gift in every challenge. And that I was just like, there's no gift here. Hallmark.
Oh, well, you actually just said, like, if there's no gift in that challenge, that's right. You were not available for receiving.
No.
You were stating it. You're like, nope, nothing here for me. You can't receive it.
There's nothing here, so I'm not going to stay here.
Right.
There were some things, that definitely some gifts that came out of it. Some learnings that came out of it. It is the willingness. The willingness is so huge, right? So you got the awareness. Okay, that I could be more present now. And the willingness to be more present now. Those are the precursors. Those are the prerequisites. Mm-hmm. If those things aren't there, we're not going any further.
Right, exactly. Yes. So, and then when we're there, do we have to have any of the belief that there is more available? Or do we have to we can have trust and faith and not have to push ourselves if we're like, no, I don't believe that. Like, we can still go for it.
We can always say, if there's more available, I want it.
Ah, I like that. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like I don't feel fully alive in this moment. Mm-hmm. So if there's more here, I want it.
I love that. If there's more available, I want it. Oh, that, yes, because I mean, so I'm very positive. I can jump into like, yes, it's waiting for me. I just have to open up and there it is. So, but not everybody can just go boom. So I love that step. If there's more available, it may not be, but if there is, and then you're stating your worth, like, you know, that you're deserving and worthy of it there. I like that. So the original question, yes, I was thinking how to set ourselves up for practicing presence, which is, of course, the awareness, the willingness, and would we want to perhaps get Sorensen on this to, we're now aware, we've got some willingness, we've even said if there's more available, how else can we, we'll let Sorensen jump in and say, how can we not just set ourselves up for practicing presence, but how do we practice presence? Do a check-in and say, here I am.
Mm-hmm. How can we practice deeper presence wherever we are? Right.
Ooh,
so
yes.
Here I was reading. It was so interesting to me because I've never had this awareness when I'm reading a pre-channeled message that, I could really be more present with these words right now. And, okay. Mm. So we have that. Now, where do we go? We have the awareness, or at least we have the desire. Yes. Okay,
because you said about reading, that was so important. How many people have read and then they go, oh, wait, I read it, but I wasn't there. I don't even know what I read.
Ugh.
That is, you nailed that.
Sure.
Yes.
For sure. You know, that, textbooks for sure. So, and this was different than that. It was like, I was present. I was, my
yes.
mouth wasn't just moving. I was present, but I knew there was more there. I could take in those words deeper and have the words open me up more and see something more and experience something more, because I have read this a couple of times prior to reading it here now. And so that moreness.
Yes.
Okay. So
moreness.
There's something more. If there's more available to me now, I want it. Okay. So how do we go? We've got the willingness. We've got the awareness that there might be more, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Where do we go? So take that swig of water. It's your first time listening. Just take a moment to deepen the connection, to get deeper into presence as we're talking now with myself and with Source, the Divine, and then greet the Divine and turn it over to them and receive. and be the channel for whatever source would like to say to us in this moment in presence. Oh, hello, Divine. Thank you for your presence with us. I'm so grateful for anything you can tell us about how we can practice deeper presence. Wherever we are, how can we deepen our experience of presence? Making ourselves, how can we be more present and receive what's here for us? We do like this question and the emphasis on receiving. And so many times you are emphasizing doing. This moment, what does it require of me? I must do this. I must, you have this, I must do this mindset. I must reply to the email. I must make that call. I. So for you, you are always in the I must this. So many of you. And so this moment, what it requires of you, you start thinking of what are all these things that you need to do? And you bring the to-do list to the moment instead of bringing your heart, instead of bringing yourself to the moment and listening and being aware. It's like as if you are in a still place in the woods on a hike and you stop and you listen. And then you start to notice the rustling of the leaves in the tree and maybe a distant bird. And you start to notice things that you didn't notice before because you were not as present to the fullness of that moment. And so there is so much more fullness available to all of you. And most of you have experienced fullness from time to time in a deep or meaningful or spiritual experience. And yet the fullness that you have experienced does not have to be fleeting and few and far between. It can be something that you experience regularly, even daily. And so wherever you are, yes, that willingness, as was shared, the willingness is so vital, because without willingness, even if you are trying, it's going to be a struggle. And you don't need to try. You need to bring yourself present. You need to be in the moment. You be here now and see what is here now that you have not seen. Just as when you hear the sounds in the woods, when you bring yourself to see things that you hadn't seen before, bringing yourself into a deeper state of awareness by simply stopping and being still and being willing and being here and observing and seeing. What are you observing now that you had not observed before? What are you aware of now? Where is your awareness? What are you aware of now? Can you bring your awareness even more to the present? Once you're aware of your awareness, then you have more power to become fully aware. You have more power to deepen that awareness of the present moment. And the present moment has so many gifts for you. The present moment is alive. The present moment is well, even if you feel unwell. The present moment is here for you. Are you here for it? This is a practice to recognize the importance and the value of the present moment. You may think, well, I wasted some time doing that. Oh, well, there's more time. And yes, there's more time. But what you missed in this present moment, you can get in the next, because those gifts are always available to you. The time is here and the gifts are here, and there's so much here for you. There's richness beyond what you can imagine. And we're not talking about winning the lottery, although that is possible, but we are not talking about that. We are talking about the richness of you, the richness of who you are, the richness of your connection with yourself and with us and with others. And in that deep richness, you can open yourself to all kinds of well-being and wealth that you cannot imagine. And so it is the willingness and the awareness. I need to be more aware of my awareness, having that kind of an awareness with you. Bring your awareness to your awareness. What are you aware of now? You will start to deepen that awareness and start to be more aware of what does the present moment offer you? Not only what does it require of you, what is it offering to you? What is it here for you now? Be a little greedy. Be willing to receive. What is here for you in this present moment that you have not yet received? It's okay to be greedy in that way. We support that. We are here for you all to be really expanding your true selves, to expand into the truth of who you are, to be fully present as you. Every moment, a little more present, and the next one, and the next one, and some moments not, and then you return to present. It is all is like a dance. Sometimes you are dancing in rhythm, and sometimes you're not dancing in rhythm, and sometimes you're not dancing at all, and then you return to the dance. We love you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. We're complete, yet ever expanding. Namaste. Wow.
Ah, you love that one too. I love the word exchange, not exchange, but a new word, the fullness versus going deeper. I was really called to that word. That made me feel really abundant, to be honest with you.
I like the focus on the receiving again here, you know, being a little greedy.
Yes. to us.
Not just what does the present moment require of me, but what can I receive here now? And
I love that.
The awareness of the awareness. I like that.
Yes, I love that. The moment required. I wrote that. What does it offer you, require of you, and receive, and have be a little greedy. There's some good stuff in there. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Noemi, for allowing that channel to go through. I have a couple wonderful things to revisit when we get back from commercial, but this is such a beautiful present show. I love it.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Noemi, a question came up over these commercials. Okay, so I'm being as fully present as I think I can right now. So right here I am, and you are being as fully present as you can be right now. But it almost doesn't matter to ourselves if another person is present or not, because as long as we're being as present as we can, we are getting the most of that present moment as we can. Or does it matter if the other person is present? Like, does everybody have to be at their most present self to strengthen the connection? Or are we just doing the best we can with ourselves?
Well, you know, it reminds me of that quote from Marianne Williamson from A Return to Love. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. You know, as we shine our light, we give others permission to do the same. So it is do you. Be it you. Not do you, right? We go do you. It's all about doing
you. Yeah, you go do you.
Wow.
You.
I've said that so many times, but I heard it this time. Do you. No, be you. Be you. Be you. Here be now. You. Drop the doing of you and be the being of you. And aww. Be here now as you. And allow, when you're fully present, there's no judgment. Others can receive the authenticity of who you're being and of who you are. And it's an invitation to them, right? So to join you, they may run away, they may put up a wall, or they may join you.
Yes. You know, oh my gosh, that's so funny. You just reminded me of something that I experienced on the weekend. I was, people just pop into your head, you know, different people, different times. And I was remembering, I was like, wow, I don't know why I was thinking of this, but there are certain people that I just feel at complete peace with. Like when I'm around them, they're not doing anything other than being them, right? They're just them. Mm. And there are some people who I was just kind of, they were standing out in my mind that they're, you couldn't not be present in their presence because they were mm-hmm. so present.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. And so that is that invitation. That is that your presence automatically liberates others. You know, it is that when there is nothing, you're so present that person is so present and you get into their presence and you start to become more present. You keep, the resistance within us goes away.
Yeah. And in the beginning, that could feel sometimes that you'd be like, oh, I know, I don't want to be. And I've also remember I was thinking about this, that some people think, wow, they could be so present that when you get there, you are shown, you are seeing that you are not being present, and it can be uncomfortable. And I know I used to want to run from that feeling, like, oh my gosh, they're so present and their thing that I'm knowing and feeling how much I'm not, and I want to get out of here. Like this is like I'm yes. because yeah. Yes. Oh. So that's an interesting, I think that would be a beautiful channel. Did we already do two? No, we did one. Wait.
No, we do.
Yeah, we have one more. Yes, okay. We got one more.
More. And if we could do three, that would be okay too. Yeah. The divine is not limited.
That's
in
right.
In terms of how many, how much.
I know you've
we're
used
limited
your two.
By the clock.
Yes.
The we're living.
Well, that
our
would be it.
So presence is not beyond the level of clock time.
Right.
You know, Eckhart Tolle with the clock time and the
yes.
Whatever the other time was.
Well, why don't we go with that then? When we are aware that we are not in the present moment and we're uncomfortable, how to let ourselves know that we're safe to go there, like that we are, because it can be mm-hmm. very, like we talked about this in the show description, like we're going to be distracting ourselves. We're going to, you know, do all those things that we do, but how do we stop it for a moment and not just long enough to hear that it is safe to go there when we're not sure that it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of times we'll say that, I can't go there. I just can't go there right now. But like, well, maybe we do need to.
And I keep remembering during the show that what Thich Nhat Hanh said about the present moment is filled with joy, and if we're attentive, we will see it. You know, it's like, I was like, first time I read that, I was barf. No, it's not. And I was reading something I had channeled for another book, and in it said something about opening to the delights that this day is offering to you, and
delights.
And they said, we hear you. You're thinking that this is not a delightful day. There are too many things that you don't like about this day. And yet, in this day, there is an opportunity to be lifted, gifted, and uplifted in this day. And what is here for you now is a possibility to be uplifted and uplifted and gifted. And so I've been holding that in awareness because there's so much more available.
Love that.
Than we are aware of. So
yes, I love the word uplifted.
So feeling safe enough, So it feels like there's a shift that needs to happen, something or an assurance, something there needs to be some maybe deeper awareness, some awareness of something that it's safe to go here. It's safe to go deeper and to dive deeper in this moment and to receive what's here. So quick swig and we're off to the divine. Thank you, divine. And thank you both, Lisa and Noemi Grace, for this question. This question does speak to the heart of what so much that so many of you are experiencing. You may feel unsafe in life, and that will cause you to withdraw from life. That will cause you to withdraw from this moment. If there are times and places where you feel unsafe, you will withdraw. You will, for protection, take yourself out of presence. And yet, as we have said, in presence is the greatest protection, because you are fully here now. You are fully connected to yourself, to us, to the mysteries of the universe. In presence, you are aware of the support that is around you. You are aware of what is not safe and what is safe, and you are aware of so much more. But you are aware of the support. You are not alone in presence. You are never alone in presence. In presence, you are so deeply connected. And so wanting deeper connection is the starting point. Recognizing that deeper connection, that path to presence, is the path that takes you into greater protection, into greater safety. The safety lies in presence. In presence is safety, because there is greater safety. Even if you are in an unsafe situation, there is greater safety in presence. That would not be the time to withdraw. That would not be the time to decide to be an ostrich, put your head in the sand if someone is coming with a machete. One wants to be aware. You need to be aware in order to feel safe. And when you take yourself out of the awareness of the present moment, you are unwittingly bringing yourself into less safety. And so we don't judge you for this. We understand that you are trying to protect yourself. But in the present moment is not just joy, as Noemi shared. And joy of the present moment is so rich. But there is safety. There is love. There is grace. There is kindness. There is peace. There is everything that you have felt that you wanted but could not receive, that or that you could not have on a consistent basis. It is all here. What you feel is lacking is all here in presence. And so that safety that you may feel is lacking is greater available in presence. That peace is more availability in presence. Joy is more availability in presence. All the things that you feel lacking, abundance, there's more availability in presence. It's all so much here now. And when you realize how much is here now, and you expand your experience of the here and now, then you actually open yourself to create more of that in your life. As you go into presence, you can then create in your environment more of that abundance, more peace, more connection, more joy, more happiness, because you are fully experiencing that within presence, within yourself. It is all here. It is all within you. It is all with you. The great mysteries are all here for you now in this moment. And asking for our help, as we remind you every time, because you have been programmed to be self-reliant. And we say to you, that is all well and good, but ask for our help. We will make it so much easier for you. We appreciate you wanting and desiring to be in presence, because we live in presence. And so when you dive into presence, when you deepen your connection with presence, you deepen your connection with us, because this is where we live, in presence, always available, because we are always, this is what it means for us to be omnipresent. We are always in presence. We are always here with great love for you. We are complete in this transmission. Namaste.
Oh, I had a visual there, because I love that he said there's a path, the path to presence. And that makes it like, okay, I'm not not present and then I am suddenly I'm present, there's a path to fuller presence. There's a path to, and each, doing the reading. Yeah, and that made it more inviting. Like, all right, it's not like I'm a on and off button. I'm not present. I'm not present.
Yes or no, right? So there's no need for judgment either.
Like, right.
Oh, there's greater presence available. Oh, there's more of all those things. And I liked how as you go deeper and you experience all of that in presence, that safety, that mm-hmm. joy, that peace, that abundance, all of that, then outside of you, within your environment, within your life, all of that can expand too, because you're expanding it within. And then yes. it expands. You can expand that easily outside of you. Mm-hmm. I'm liking that.
All the layers of presence. And I love that, you know, I can feel when you were saying that about, I wrote it down here. It says, in presence is the greatest protection. And that is so perfect. Yes, the machete and the poor little ostrich is ahead in the sand, but the...
really? And I remember yes. that you have ostriches on your island there.
And I was just talking about them yesterday. That's so weird. But the protection, because we often want to not be in the present moment, to protect ourselves, to distract, to go. But really, truly, now I can feel it. So as you are more present, and as you go deeper and fuller and receive more, that's the protection. Like the thing what we think we're even wanting protection mm-hmm, from is, mm-hmm. I don't like this moment, get me out of it. Right? But I don't like this moment, get me out of it doesn't heal or dissolve or balance what's going on.
Yeah.
And so it's
and we
there.
Miss the gifts that are in presence.
Yes.
Miss the gifts, you know, as I escaped because I didn't like what was happening when the money was disappearing.
Right.
I later on found, and this money that disappeared had to do with two different clients and some really strange things that happened, and they had to do some work to get me my money back. And I found that I was really anxious, and I was putting my anxiety in them, and I wasn't judgmental about it, but I was anxious in that vibration. Yes. I was anxious about it. I need that. I owe that money to my bookkeeper. I was really anxious about it, and it was causing their anxiety that they come to me as their therapist to get so much worse.
So yeah, was this like, was a gift for you to go deeper in your presence, to be more available to your yes. patients as well.
Yeah. And yes. they both, you know, really appreciated that I wasn't judging them for the mistakes that happened, but I was making them anxious. So it was like, yes. okay, I wasn't managing my anxiety. I wasn't present enough to be at peace.
Yes. So I like this gift finding thing, because I know even with my the credit card, when there was fraud on it and I had to, you know, it got canceled, it gave me an opportunity for all those automatic payments that come off that you just kind of forget, or you have to deal with them.
Yes,
and you put it off.
And I
got to reevaluate, and I just saved myself $200 because I decided I wasn't going to continue hosting a certain a different website that I haven't really used for a while. And I went, huh, look at that. So yes, the finding of the gifts, it might not be right in that present moment. It might be in the next present moment. Like, we don't know when they're going to show up.
Yes. And it's through the experience of what it, right? We're talking about overwhelm. So what's going on in your life through that experience? There are gifts, but they're only available in presence. So, mm-hmm.
yes. And that's a nice circle back as we end the show is about it's choices that we're making, experiences that we're having, and we can actually look into our lives and kind of do that overall, like, inventory to say, wow, you know, am I liking the experiences that I'm having? Am I enjoying them? Am I not just present there? And if I'm not, then other decisions and choices need to be made, but we won't know all of the choices that are available to us unless we are present.
Yes, there are things that were, they talked about the way out or the way through in the pre-channeled message, you know, it will present itself in presence as well as support that's needed for that. And so, there's so much we're not seeing, right? As the blinders is like, we won't go back to the ostrich, but obviously there's a lot that poor creature is not seeing, but also the blinders that we might be having by not being present, by pulling ourselves, putting the covers over our head. We can't see the solution that's right outside those covers.
I'm writing it down. The support you may require or need is in the present moment. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation and channeling.
Me too.
Oh my goodness. There are so many. I say this probably every week, but I do think this might be one of my favorites. It was definitely timely for me.
I would say so too. The experience of presence that has been available that I've tapped into, and I know you have. It's been so wonderful. So I'm so grateful. So we will be back in 2 weeks on the 12th of December.
December 12th. Wonderful. Oh, it's going to be more Christmassy by then. Holiday-ish feeling. So, well, thank you to holiday-ish. Our listeners. Thank you, Noemi. Yes. And until soon,
thank you,
everyone.
Lisa and listeners. Okay. Thank you all so much. Blessings.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.